This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Trying to harmonize, but we lack harmony.
We practiced all break on that, too.
Everybody was feeling Mary. Mary didn't like that, so she left. 603-283-6160 is the phone number here at Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me tonight,
it's Nikki.
And Rich Rich.
What were we talking about?
Twitter.
Fish. Oh,
Mastodon. Yeah.
Fish. Bikini girls holding fresh fish.
My bad, dog.
So apparently, this is from Time Magazine, thousands have joined Mastodon since Twitter changed hands. The tune of 120,000 new users in the four days following the acquisition. We had made the claim that they had, 400,000? Users?
655,
right.
Yeah.
And then this article claimed that they have 4.5 million users. There's a difference here. The difference is active users in a week versus registered accounts.
Yeah.
Right. So they have 4.5 million registered user accounts, but in according to Mastodon's own website that I pulled up during the break, they have 421,499 active users logged in this week.
So Elon would call the rest of those bots, potentially.
Well, I mean, I don't log in every day.
Okay.
To either Twitter or Mastodon. Sometimes it'll be days, weeks even, depending on, you know, my mood and, you know, do I have anything to say or do I really care about what everybody else is saying or whatever. Guy gets busy sometimes, you know, he's got a life to live, so I don't revolve my world around social media like a lot of people do these days.
We're going back to Tumblr.
I mean, in some ways, I actually prefer MySpace, the old, like when MySpace was good, before everybody mass exodused over to Facebook. Because, you know, like, MySpace taught me a thing, right? Okay. Like, oh, I had to learn
how
HTML?
To code. Yeah.
Yeah, like, a little bit, right?
Yeah. You know?
So around that time, right, Facebook was very similar looking,
yes,
and feature-rich as MySpace.
Yes.
It was hard to tell the difference.
No, it was easy to tell the difference because, well, you couldn't customize your Facebook page in the same way you could your MySpace.
Maybe not to the degree, but I remember having the Facebook wall with, like, games and widgets and doodads and,
yeah,
like, go to the wall and do the thing. Yeah.
True. There were some apps that I would use, I call them apps, websites that offered plugins for both MySpace and Facebook,
right,
at the time. So I could, like, put my music in when I was doing the band thing, put my music in one place, and it would shuffle it off to everywhere and,
right,
put a player on it, and, you know, I didn't have to do all that work.
So they were very similar until the transition, right? And then Facebook got away all that,
yeah,
feature-rich, you know, personalization,
yeah,
in favor of the feed.
Right, and because everybody was moved already, they just
too late
stayed.
Now. Yep. Yeah.
They call that, there's a word for it, captive subscribers. So
okay.
There's a right term for that. When you get a bunch of subscribers and then you change, like, the format of the main thing you do, and people are just like, well, I'm here already. I guess,
yep,
I won't do anything about it, you know. I'm not saying that, like, MySpace was, like, the greatest thing ever. It had its flaws and faults and, you know, that kind of a thing. But it certainly was a little more individually customizable, you know. It reminds me of, like, zoning laws, right? Like, before there were zoning laws, you know,
yeah,
your neighbor could build whatever kind of wacky-looking, colored, you know, weird shapes, you know, kind of abode they wanted to on their property next to yours, and they looked nothing similar, and that's kind of how MySpace was. Like, one guy's page would be, like, super customized and, you know, different black backgrounds and different sounds of play and music and colors and flashing stuff, and another one would just sort of be plain with just some pictures,
yeah,
on it, you know.
And much like zoning laws, when that one person did that, the rest of the town went, you know what? Maybe we can't let that happen.
Well, they went, we're all going to go over here to this other platform and allow them to make us all sort of similar.
Right.
And so they basically joined an association, a homeowners association, or a social media owners or users association.
If you didn't build that weird, funky building on your property, we wouldn't have to worry about zoning laws.
Right.
Just keep it in alignment with everybody else.
Yeah, which is dumb.
Right. You can either do it voluntarily or we can pass a law. What you want to do?
Well, and that's the thing. Who cares what someone else is doing on their property?
Yeah. Well, government.
The neighbors.
Yeah.
The neighbors.
Yeah, the neighbors.
And the neighbors, right.
First thing, the neighbors.
Stop looking.
Yeah, I mean, the neighbors should have thought about that when they bought their property, that, you know, oh, their neighbors might do something that they don't agree with.
What if they were there first?
Well, tough.
And some rainbow family moved in next to them.
Ruined
the neighborhood and brought down all the property value.
Yeah. Well, in certain areas and towns that are like historical districts, you can only paint your house certain colors.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So anyway, we were talking about this mass exodus, or at least mass exodus according to Mastodon's perspective, but not necessarily Twitter's perspective.
It's a mass influx into Mastodon.
Yeah, but a drop in the bucket leaving Twitter.
And the people that are going to abandon Twitter in favor of Mastodon just because Elon took over, right? I don't even know if those are the type of people that I would want on Twitter, and I don't think those are the type of people I'm going to be following on Mastodon.
Yeah.
So, no loss, so no harm, no foul.
So the main difference between Mastodon and Twitter is that it's not one cohesive platform, but it's actually a collection of different independently run and self-funded servers. Users on different servers can still communicate with each other, but anybody can set up their own server and set their own rules for discussion. Mastodon is a crowdfunded nonprofit which funds the full-time work of Rochko, its sole employee, and several popular servers. The platform doesn't have the power to force server owners to do anything, even comply with basic content moderation standards. That sounds like a recipe for an online haven for far-right trolls, but in practice, many of Mastodon's servers have stricter rules than even Twitter, Rochko says. When hate speech servers do appear, other servers can band together to block them, essentially ostracizing them from the majority of the platform. I guess you could call it the democratic process, Rochko says. The recent influx from Twitter has been a vindication, he continues. It is a very positive thing to find that your work is finally being appreciated and respected and more widely known, he says. I've been working very, very hard to push the idea that there is a better way to do social media than what the commercial companies like Twitter and Facebook allow.
I still think if you're banning certain servers because you don't like their content, you're just insulating them and radicalizing them further. Because they're going to get more extreme within their own little server.
But you're only banning them from your server.
Understood. Right. But that's what I'm saying.
So they still exist.
They still exist, and they're insulated. Right, they're insulated amongst each other, and then they get worse.
Yeah,
they get in that echo chamber where if you're just you know, out on the mainstream.
Yeah, I mean, the whole deal with freedom of speech is not to ban people from saying things, but to allow people to say things that you don't want to hear.
Yeah, and then,
that's the important part to protect, because, you know, if somebody comes up with an idea that's not popular, but then like 20 years down the road it becomes the norm, then, you know, that's how progress happens. But you can't, without free speech, you can't popularize a new idea, whatever that idea might be.
Right.
Well, and I think it's important to tell people, like, if somebody says something really messed up, it's important to voice out against that or give your opinion or whatever.
Yeah.
So then they know. But then if they're just in that insulated bubble with all the other wackos that are like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Like, you should do that or you should say that.
Yeah.
That's where problems occur.
And like, show up to their public speech and shout them down.
And like, I think George Carlin said it, free speech is there so that you can know where the a-holes are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you isolate yourself, then you don't know where they're at or who they are.
Yeah.
But if you, of course, allow them to say and print and, you know, do media and all that, you're like, okay, I know where they are now.
I want the sign on the shelf that says no gays allowed.
So that
I don't want to go there. Seriously.
Yeah. Please, post your sign. I will be sure to avoid your business.
So, yeah, happy for Mastodon that they're getting some love. Odd that they're getting a little bit of a write-up in Time.
This time's probably moving.
Right, but I guess you can't stop an idea whose time has come. I think you got that one. Thanks. Richie Rich is looking at me like sadly disgusted. 603-283-6160. Coming up on Free Talk Live, we'll talk about Dungeons.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
and it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio, if you would like to join us in conversation and talk about anything we've been talking about, anything you want to talk about, if you don't like what we're talking about, feel free to change the subject. The telephone number, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160.
We should give that out more often.
603-283-6160. Again, the number is?
603-283-6160.
Very nice. Do you know the number, Nikki?
I do. 603. Now I'm gonna mess it up. 603. No, I can't do it.
You can't
now
read that?
You put me on the spot.
It's like right here. All you have to do is read.
603-283-6160. And it's actually funny because right before you said, I was going to say that that number, Matt's number, and my mom's phone number are like the only numbers that I have memorized now. And yeah. Then once I'm put on the spot, I can't even.
I was just going to ask her to name three numbers.
I'm not going to give my mom's phone number out on the air, but.
Back in the day, I don't even know how many phone numbers memorized.
Yeah, me too. Like, everybody's.
A couple dozen, yeah. maybe, you know, as many as 30 or 40 possibly. And I used to have like a little personal phone book, a little black book, if you will. Yeah. Although I didn't just keep, you know, the ladies' numbers in there. I kind of kept everybody's numbers in there because I'm like, I had a section for the girls, right? But like, you know, I also had a section for like the family and friends and, you know, that kind of thing. Because why keep them in two different places, right? You know,
just use the phone book.
In case your girlfriend finds the little black book, you only want her to see the one with the family numbers in it. That's why, Captain. Yeah. That's why you have two black books.
No.
Two black books, two phones.
At any rate, I centralized.
Two logins on your computer.
And I should have decentralized.
Yes.
But that's neither here nor there, because nobody really remembers phone numbers anymore.
He's really good at that.
Who?
Nobody.
Oh, he is really good at that, yeah. Sometimes. Yeah, he remembers things that, like, how do you even remember that?
If nobody else knows it, he's probably just making it up.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. He does?
I don't know.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
Twitter.
We were talking about Twitter. Yeah, we don't want to talk about that anymore, though. We want to talk about Dungeons & Dragons. Now, this is the OG nerd game. If you were playing Dungeons & Dragons during, like, your lunch break in, you know, fourth grade, fifth grade or something, you were definitely a nerd. The rest of the school would, like, ostracize you because you were a D&D nerd. And, like, you know, you'd have to sit at, like, some, you know, other table that was far away from the rest of, you know, the cool kids and the popular people and all that kind of stuff.
Well, it's the game for creative nerds, though.
Right.
You know.
It's got a binder full of graph paper and a pencil sharpener.
It is interesting that, like, nerd culture has sort of, you know, come around. Because it used to be something that people ridiculed you for, you know. But the linchpin for me, in my opinion, was, not for me, but, like, in my opinion, where culture changed was the movie Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, great movie.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it was cool to be a nerd.
I don't know about that.
And I was like, well, I mean, several years after that movie came out. Like, but I think that that movie played a very important part in sort of allowing nerd culture to go mainstream.
Lambda, lambda, lambda.
Yes, definitely. And so I'm also a little upset because, like, I would have been a bigger nerd. Right? Because, like, I spent some time...
If it was
going
to be cool to be a nerd, I would have been a nerd, too.
Yeah, no, I mean...
Said, like, I was just cool.
I was a bit of a closet nerd, right? Okay. Like, I played some D&D, and, like, I did computer stuff, and, you know, I'm basically a dork. But, like, I also kind of tried to hide my nerdiness because it was uncool, and I didn't want to get made fun of and bullied and all that crap. I know it's difficult to think of looking at me and how I turned out, you know, my appearance and my gruff exterior. But, like, no, it's true. Like, I wanted to avoid that kind of thing.
Hiding the bully child that was the captain.
There's some truth to that. There's some truth to that. So, at any rate, Dungeons & Dungeons is apparently banned.
Dungeons & Dragons.
Dungeons & Dungeons, yes.
Nerds.
You're spending too much time with me.
D&D, Dungeons & Dragons, is apparently banned in federal prisons.
Why?
Yeah, I know. Like, first of all, like if people consider the television a babysitter for their children, Dungeons and Dragons is a perfect babysitter for inmates.
Well,
because you can play for hours on end, have a never-ending quest, right? Or, you know, you just start new ones and new characters and all that kind of stuff.
Someone's going to stab their dungeon master and then...
Well, okay.
I'm also wondering how many inmates are playing Dungeons and Dragons. You think it wouldn't be a popular game in jail? I guess I'm stereotyping people that are in jail, but
as not nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the real jail, anyway.
Just go on.
The subheadline says state prisons around the country banned the role-playing game too because of bizarre concerns about gang behavior and security threats.
I mean, I could see security threats with, you know, like all the little pieces that you make and maybe being able to create a weapon or something, but they're doing that anyway.
They do that anyway.
Yeah. So.
20-sided dice is a weapon?
I rolled a 20.
It could be.
I don't understand the connection between gangs and Dungeons and Dragons. How does that...
You got your team.
Team tournament.
If anything, there were two gangs in prison and they were fighting, like, they could just challenge each other to a game.
Yeah, that would be a good way to settle.
Solve their differences that way, you know? Like, reasonable.
They were secretly mapping out the prison complex as one of their dungeons.
Planning
their escape.
No, that's not the floor plan for the prison. That's the dungeon from our Dungeons and Dragons.
One roll of 20 away from freedom.
Sorry, you can't come with us. You're an orc. You must stay behind. Yes. Dungeons and Dragons, the seminal tabletop role-playing game, is wildly popular these days, even more so than its early 80s heyday. But there's still one place the revival hasn't reached. Prison. The Washington Post's FOIA guru, Nate Jones, alerted me to this 2018 FOIA request on MuckRock, which indicates that the Federal Bureau of Prisons, also known as BOP, apparently, bans D&D and other role-playing games from being purchased for inmates. So maybe it's not that they can't play. It's that they can't own...
What, paper and pencil?
Paper. Yeah, I mean, like, you could make... Right? But, like, you know, anything produced, like, you know, if you want
to... I was going to write a letter to my lawyer, I promise.
I wonder if they can have other board games, though. You know, like, can they play Monopoly? Can they play Life?
Well, I don't know about, like, regular prison. There was a... very short period of time in my life when I was in maximum security juvenile detention.
Okay.
I won't talk about why at this point, but I did end up playing, and I kicked some ass, playing this guy at Connect Four.
Nice.
And it turns out he was in for, like, double homicide, you know, and I'm like, oh, I wasn't in for anything nearly as heinous. And I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't have kicked his ass, so hard. You know, I was like, I didn't realize I was playing Connect Four with a dangerous person or at that time.
I learned how to play cribbage in prison or jail, not prison.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't prison. It was
the correctional facility.
The correctional facility, right?
It's like, no, I don't know how to play. Teach me.
603-283-6160. Have you been in prison and have you played Dungeons and Dragons while you're in there? We'd love to hear from you. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The United States is privately encouraging Ukraine to signal an openness to negotiate with Russia, the Washington Post has reported. as the State Department said Moscow was escalating the war and did not seriously wish to engage in peace talks. The newspaper cited unnamed sources as saying the request by American officials was not aimed at pushing Ukraine to the negotiating table, but a calculated attempt to ensure Kyiv maintains the support of other nations. Early voting data out of Texas could spell trouble for Democrats, with demographics the party typically depends on not turning out during the early voting period. Turnout in Harris County, Texas, which encompasses most of the greater Houston area, was down in 2022 compared to the 2018 midterm elections, according to Texas Secretary of State data. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Stations,
and
we're online over at watch.freetalklive.com if you like video. We're over at lrn.fm if you just want the audio feeds. We got a bunch of ways for you to listen.
On Mastodon.
And we're on Mastodon, and we're on Float, and I'm told that our network affiliate, GCN, is now carrying our archives as well. So if you miss any of Free Talk Live, and you want to catch up or, listen to your favorite host or your favorite evening, when we do the show. Because we do the show 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. That's when you got to call if you want to get on.
And there's a pretty fun, I'm going to call it the meme posting group on Facebook still.
Yes. Yes. Some great memes. Yeah. What is it about memes? I love memes.
It's easily digestible humorous content.
They're just great.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. And
it's like grabbing the Sunday paper and just ripping out the comics, because, who cares about the news?
Right.
Yeah.
And if a picture is worth 1,000 words, what's a meme worth? Because it's a picture with words.
Well, you got to do that.
1,005?
Yeah. 1,000.
How many,
plus whatever. How many words
right.
is
how many
on
are
there?
The news? Yeah.
Okay. All right. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
What's the phone number?
603-283-6160.
we'll write a song about it.
I'm like, my heart's racing. I'm like, sweating.
Some people feel like that when they call in. So I just want to ease your mind if you've considered calling in and you're like, oh, I feel so nervous. Like, it's not even a big deal. Just act like you're talking to, like, you know, a friend, you know, or something. And, you know, maybe we're nice to you. Maybe we're not. Maybe, you know, we get
depends why you're calling.
Just
say something good.
But, like, yeah, be interesting. Right. That's really the important only requirement, is to be interesting.
I remember once when I called when I was in California, it was like on hold, and I'm like, you know, I used to do this show twice a week, like, you know, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I'm all nervous. Like, oh my gosh.
Well, we were talking about this article from Reason.com. Apparently, Dungeons & Dragons is banned in federal prison. Any rationale for the ban, if given, is buried under redactions. From a FOIA request.
Mm. Wow.
But D&D and other role-playing games are widely banned in state prison systems under the dubious rationale that they present a security threat or encourage gang behavior.
I don't see how that connection is made.
Yeah, like, what kind of gangs are we talking about?
We could talk more about that, but of course we have some phone calls to get to. Let's go first to Greg in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, man, when somebody talks about games to settle violence, I have to bring up one of my favorite series of all time.
Okay.
Has anyone ever seen this YouTube series called Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged?
No.
No,
I have not.
Sorry, bro, I'm just got that into Pokemon.
Well, also, I'm very old, so, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Was, you know, I was an adult doing adult things when that came out.
Oh, man, you missed out.
I know.
No,
you didn't.
I haven't really watched Yu-Gi-Oh! That much, but I saw, like, the original Yu-Gi-Oh! Maybe, like, a couple episodes. And it was funny because the whole series is basically like this Japanese company making a show, right, to sell cards, okay? So, like, the entire series, it's funny because the kids are watching this and everyone is all the time just playing these card games. And so somebody made a series, this guy who makes all the voices, you all have to, like, just bring up Yu-Gi-Oh! The Abridged series. You know, basically it's the most hilarious thing. They make fun of, like, every episode, the plot of the episode. But the funniest thing is that whenever anyone has a problem, they're like, I challenge you to a children's card game.
I wish your supposed leaders of these things known as countries would challenge each other in some different, like, dueling is fine with me, or Dungeons and Dragons, you know, go fish, something other than war. You know what I mean? Like, I figured they should be able to solve their problems in a different way.
We're going to settle this with a game of Uno.
If I wanted to watch weird Japanese-American dub shows, it would either be Power Rangers or the most extreme Elimination Challenge.
MXC. Yeah. Greg?
And just as an aside, like, as someone who has built Intercoin and have to worry about the SEC considering something a security, technically, the Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards and the Pokemon cards should be considered securities by the Securities and Exchange Commission, because
they meet the definition.
Because look, it matches all the Howey testing. First of all, there is a central actor, the show producer, that, like, creates demand for these things, right? That you're relying on the show to, like, make people aware of the cards and sell the cards. Then you don't sometimes buy the cards to play them. You keep them in mint condition because you think they're going to go up in price.
Right.
It's like a textbook security, but nobody's going to, like, seriously go after Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Pokemon for that.
Right, so, yeah.
Beanie Babies as a security.
Well, it's a little different than the Beanie Babies.
Is it?
A bit, yeah. And I don't know, like, it's worth bringing up to our listeners who might not know, but the first cryptocurrency exchange that became very popular was called Mt. Gox.
Magic the Gathering Online Exchange.
Right, MTGOX. And Magic the Gathering is very similar to the Yu-Gi-Oh! Card game in, you know, that it presents different sets, you know, I don't know, sometimes four or five times a year, that kind of a thing. And the guy who developed the Mt. Gox Exchange had developed it for Magic the Gathering, the card game, as a way for collectors and players to exchange their cards when they did increase in value, or, you know, if you want to trade two of these for one of those, that kind of thing. And that didn't, you know, that wasn't really going very well, but he was like, oh, I can apply this to cryptocurrency because of what you're saying, Greg. It fits the definition.
And then stole everyone's cryptocurrency.
Well,
yeah.
Well, well, that's what you get with centralization. No, it used to be that only a few people made cryptocurrency. There was Bitcoin, there was Litecoin, there was Dogecoin.
And that was it. That's the three.
Right.
No, that came later.
And you didn't really think, like, oh, is Dogecoin one day going to rug pull me? And, like, is there a sleeper line on line 59 that's going to, like, spun all the money to the developers?
Right.
No, but today, you know, the bar has come so low that anyone could create a smart contract. And the problem is that people get rug pulled by these things all the time, and they're audited like they have vulnerabilities. And everyone's like, whoops, that's the Wild West, I guess. I just got rug pulled. I lost all my money.
We need regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Government, please step in.
And it's like people don't understand. The real solution is you're supposed to have what are called smart contract factories. So like Uniswap, all of those Uniswap pools come out of one factory. So they all look exactly the same. And so you only need to audit that one factory one time. You know, you can have many audits, but the point is, that is how you have trust. The way that the current ecosystem is, there's a lot of garbage out there that wasn't the whole point to remove the need to trust anyone, but now you have to trust these random developers of a random contract. It's the space has become a lot different than the original crypto.
Yeah, I still feel like it's going to suss itself out, right? We're still in the infancy of this thing. This cryptocurrency transition is what I like to call it, because a lot of people see its value. A lot of people, you know, recognize the pattern of a new technology, something that's going to change mankind as we know it. And we're still in the infancy of it, and it's going to take time for the market to suss itself out. You bring up very valid points. Yes, the market is certainly muddled. People are getting, you know, sort of pulled in different directions for, you know, the promise of get rich quick and that kind of a thing. So buyer beware for sure.
On the captain's earlier premise, what two cryptocurrencies are going to be the two standards going forward?
Yeah, what's the Coke and Pepsi of crypto, you think, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. But I do want to encourage, please, go and look up Yu-Gi-Oh! The Abridged Series, because I would love for Free Talk Live hosts to be dropping references in the future.
Free Talk Live hosts just have to be concerned that Magic the Gathering doesn't get banned in federal prisons.
Hey, Greg, where can people find out more about Intercoin?
Intercoin.org.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Do you think card games should be treated as securities? Do you think games of any kind should be banned from prisons? 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Telephone number. What is it, Richie?
603-283-6160.
And we have some callers on hold. We'll get to them in just a minute. It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live.
Because of daylight savings time, starting to feel like the end.
Government savings time.
Whatever.
Yeah. No, we're...
I know.
Yeah. I mean, we still got a whole other hour and a segment. Yeah.
I said feels like, Captain. Because, again, yesterday...
Because it would be. Yeah.
It would be. Never mind.
It's not yesterday.
I get it.
Today's yesterday is tomorrow's day before.
Understood.
Sure. Maybe.
I'll take your word for it.
Yesterday is today is tomorrow's next Wednesday. That's not true.
Okay.
In the studio, it's
sounds
myself.
Like nobody making stuff up now because no one can figure it out.
In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
We were talking about this article from Reason where apparently Dungeons & Dragons is banned from federal prisons and apparently from a large portion of state prisons as well. For some reason that has been redacted.
They fear gang-related activity.
Yeah, they did a FOIA request, and like the reasons are fully redacted. So they had to go to the state level, like, states, why is it? And they're like, oh, it's they present a security threat or encourage gang behavior. I'm not sure how D&D presents a security threat.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how
told
it encourages
you, the facility.
Gang behavior.
Doesn't add up.
What I do know, and we'll get to your calls in just a minute, what I do know is that there was a big sort of religious backlash against Dungeons & Dragons when it came out and started getting popular in the 80s when I was playing it. And so much so that a film was made about it, starring Tom Hanks, of all people. They couldn't call the film Dungeons & Dragons because of copyright. They called it Mazes and Monsters. And this was a film that was supposedly based, loosely, on some events that actually occurred. But it's a 1982 American made-for-television drama about a group of college students and their interest in a fictitious role-playing game of the same name. without, and I've got their Wikipedia page pulled up here, but without reading through what Wikipedia describes, I'll tell you,
what,
because I saw the movie, of course. And it's basically, yeah, group of people, they decide to do live role play with the game, right? So they dress up in like a wizard's costume with the, you know, a staff or an orc or an elf or whatever. And they found like some caves to like go play their game in, right? You know, and, one of the participants in this game had some mental problems.
Oh.
And was eventually committed to a mental institution because they believed that their reality was them in the game instead of out of the game.
Oh, yeah.
And so this was pushed by the religious folks as, like, see what happens when you play Dungeons & Dragons? You can go crazy and, like, live in a whole different reality than what reality actually is, and it'll make you evil because Dungeons & Dragons are evil and satanic and all this kind of crap.
Don't let them watch Inception.
Right. Yeah. So, at any rate.
Spoiler alert.
It's a substandard movie, like, quality.
I mean, if it's made for TV, I'd already assume
that. Yeah. But if you're a fan of, like, Tom Hanks or something and you haven't seen it, it might be worth a watch.
Watch The Money Pit instead.
I'm also a fan of, it's not a great movie, but there's a movie Tom Hanks with called 10 Speed and Brown Shoe.
Okay.
It had some pretty good comic stuff in it. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's start with Chip in South Carolina. Chip, you're on Free Talk Live.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
Why?
Anyway.
It's definitely butter.
It's so amazing, and I just can't believe that I'm actually on there. It's great.
You are on the air. What's happening, Chip?
The Dungeons & Dragons thing, it's so complex, it's just going to totally blow your mind. It's so simple, and I can't believe they redacted it. It's the fact that D&D has online real-time chat voice over text capabilities. So the security issue isn't the game itself at all. It's that it provides private communication channels between peers playing the game.
Okay,
and they have no way of monitoring it.
I assume that online games in general aren't allowed in prison. I could be wrong. I've not been in prison. But D&D, it's in its beginnings, and still to this day, has, we'll call it a board game version, right, where you have pieces of paper where you develop your characters and your names and your hit points and your powers and all the armor you collect and all that kind of stuff, and then the dungeon master sort of draws the dungeon on, you know, a separate piece of paper.
What a tyrant that guy is.
Right. So, like, I get why something like the online version of Dungeons & Dragons, right, with the chat and the VoIP and all that would, yeah, obviously that provides a communication avenue. But I would think that that applies to all online video games in prison. I would assume all online games are banned.
You can have an Xbox, but not Xbox Live.
Right. Kind of given. So it's actually the paper version.
Yeah, like any version apparently is like, it would be like banning, what's a popular board game?
Shoots and ladders.
Yeah.
I'm over here thinking like tic-tac-toe.
I'm like Life, right? That's a board game.
Monopoly.
Monopoly, right, yeah. Anything else, Chip?
No, that was it.
All right, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you.
Shot.
So, yeah, Dungeons & Dragons, any type of version, apparently. The article here, of course, goes on to say, in 2004, the Wappan Correctional Institution in Wisconsin decided to ban D&D and confiscated a small mountain of campaign materials from inmates and Dungeon Master Kevin Singer's cell.
Oh, that's how you start a riot with the nerds,
right,
man.
Including a 96-page handwritten manuscript.
That's so mean.
That's
like, they
mean.
Took the time to do that.
I was going to have this published when I get out.
Right. Singer, I hope they gave it to him when they got out.
Singer, a lifelong D&D enthusiast, sued the prison, arguing the ban violated his First Amendment rights.
Sure did.
The case wound its way to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, where a panel of August judges found themselves considering the security threat presented by inmates pretending to be wizards.
Oh, my gosh. You can't make this stuff up, man.
This is humor you cannot write. Right? Life is oftentimes far more funny than anything you can
give them
create.
Some hope.
Yeah.
If they're going to be there for a while, let them think they're a wizard.
At least a pastime, right? You know, something to, you know.
So they cast a spell and nothing happens.
They were afraid they were going to become actual wizards and, you know.
Like, out of here.
Do they do this to the sports nerds? Tracking all the sports statistics in the composition notebook.
Can play basketball, but you can't play D&D.
The Seventh Circuit, ignoring affidavits from other inmates and from advocates of role-playing games, sided with the jailers. The question is not whether D&D has led to gang behavior in the past. The prison officials concede that it has not.
So then what's the problem?
The court wrote, the question is whether the prison officials are rational in their belief that, if left unchecked, D&D could lead to gang behavior among inmates and undermine prison security in the future.
I don't think so.
They should have the prison guard versus prison inmate Dungeons and Dragons
again,
tournament.
How? They don't say how. Maybe they do. This article goes on for a little bit yet.
They probably don't.
Until recently, the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections banned D&D manuals and similar role-playing games under the category of writings which advocate violence, insurrection, or guerrilla warfare against the government or any of its facilities, or which create a danger within the context of the correctional facility. D&D does none of that.
Well, maybe outside D&D does none of that, but when you're in the confines of a prison and you're trying to, like, fantasize about whatever it is, you know, prison warden becomes the monster that everybody's got to go after.
You start naming the big boss the prison warden.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know.
Boy, this dungeon sure looks like this prison. I mean,
two lefts and a right to get to his office.
But again, if they're going to do that because they're afraid of something that might happen in the future, which they've admitted has not happened yet, right? Like, they should be afraid of a lot more things before they're afraid of D&D.
With that justification, they could rationalize banning anything they want.
Right.
Well, exactly. And then at that point, you're taking away all of these people's rights. I mean, they already don't really have rights in jail.
It is prison,
but
so they already kind of don't have any. So they're slaves, basically. So
it's like, okay, now they can have books and, you know, colored pencils and paper and
Pennsylvania now allows the books. D&D has a whole bunch of series of collections of books. Pennsylvania now allows the books, but playing the game is still forbidden. A spokesperson for the agency writes, the reason? It's a hierarchical game. There's concern that such a competition could lead to violence.
I doubt it, but okay.
It's one of the reasons I brought up that movie Mazes and Monsters, because they're using this as propaganda for something that has never occurred and is not likely to continue.
Tyrannical Dungeon Masters, come get it.
Coming up on Free Talk Live, how about a mobile abortion clinic?
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.